Well, we are blessed to be together this morning for this celebration of the Eucharist, are we not? Wow. God always seems to know what we need at the right moment, right? We need to be here. He knows that He's brought us together, and He's blessing us abundantly. Just as He has blessed this parish community for 25 years and brought you together even with greater energy and grace today. So we're so grateful to be grateful for God's presence in this community and in each one of our lives. The celebration of a parish anniversary is really a celebration for the whole church in Philadelphia as we give thanks to God for all of God's blessings on this parish community. And I want to greet you first and foremost on behalf of our Archbishop, Charles Chaput, who is coming home from Rome today after participating throughout the month of October in the Synod in Rome, the Synod on Ministry to Youth and Evangelization to Young People. So the Archbishop asked me to convey his blessings and his gratitude, especially not only to Father Thorne and the staff and the community here, the Sisters of St. Joseph, but to you, the people of God of St. Martin of Tours, or sorry, Martin de Porres Parish. So happy anniversary from the Archbishop and the Archdiocese. You know, the parish anniversary is always a good opportunity to just pause, reflect on our own personal spiritual journey, and say, why has this parish been important to me? What are the unique graces, the blessings that God has given me in my own journey of following Jesus that have come to me through this parish community? I ask you, dear people of St. Martin de Porres Parish, I ask you that question because it's good to claim those graces and those gifts. Claim them because it's God touching us. God has touched all of us who are here today through this parish and through this community. How has He touched you? Because it really stirs up the gratitude that God really wants us to have, because our gratefulness opens us up a little bit more to His love. And God sure wants us to know how much He loves us on this Sunday morning. How have you been blessed and touched by our loving God through this faith community? As you think about that, I'm sure you've probably got a list of things. There have been many blessings and graces, many, many, many ways. You know, we do give thanks to God for the blessing of such wonderful priests and deacons and Sisters of St. Joseph, the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament, the religious, but also the brothers and sisters in Christ that we walk together as disciples. You know, we've been blessed with one another in this faith community over the years. St. Martin de Porres is a beacon of the Catholic Church's presence here in North Philadelphia and continues to be that vibrant presence. Surely we're very, very proud and grateful for the great gift of St. Martin de Porres School and how the church, the Catholic community, reaches out and serves people of all faiths and embraces them and welcomes them. And that gives great hope and reminds us of who we truly are when we're authentically living the Catholic faith in service and in outreach to all people, regardless of their background, their faith. And that's a wonderful gift. You know, when I think of this parish, I can share so many blessings of opportunities of worshiping here and being in some way part of the joy that is this community of St. Martin de Porres. But you know what I'm grateful for most of all? You have had great leadership and wonderful ministries. But I'm grateful for you, the people of the parish, for your commitment to this community that was formed 25 years ago from three great parishes. We remember them. We remember St. Elizabeth's. We remember Most Precious Blood and St. Columba. And you came together, and it wasn't easy in the beginning. Of course it was. Change is never easy, but you came together, and you've stayed together, and you continue to persevere because you know what faith is all about, and you live that. I'm grateful to you, the people of God here in St. Martin de Porres, as I would be in any parish, for your presence, especially these days in the church. It's been difficult. It's not easy to be Catholic. And people are questioning, and we're reminded again of the tragic failures of some of our priests and bishops. And it hurts. But you, the people of God, you understand this. You're here, you know what's important. And your faith is more than the failures of those who, as Hebrews remind us, are beset with weakness. But Jesus is greater than all of that. Jesus' love is more powerful than all of that. And you know that, and you experience that. As I walked into this church today, emotion welled up in me. I see that. I see the presence of the Lord in that. And I know my brother priests who are, and others who are visiting the parish feel that as well. How could we not be grateful for that gift of the faith, your vibrant faith and your commitment? It's inspiring. And what is at the heart of that? What are we grateful for in your parish community? It's because you have encountered our loving God here and the presence of Jesus in his word, in his sacrament, and in one another. And it is Jesus that keeps drawing you back and gathering this community again together. And so it is this Sunday, the love of God. And that love is beautifully revealed for us again on this Sunday in God's word. We go back first to the children of Israel who were in exile when Jeremiah speaks to them. The children of Israel in exile because of their society had collapsed and they were carried off. And it was a time of terrible sadness and alienation they felt from their God. Could God have forgotten his promises? Have we been abandoned? But God was going to bring them back. And so shout with joy for Jacob. Exult at the head of the nations. Proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, their sheaves. And God, in doing this, he says, I am a father to Israel. I will be a good father, a loving father, a generous father. And how will that be revealed? I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water and on a level road so that none shall stumble. This is a loving God, and this remnant of Israel that comes back includes the weak. Amen. It includes those who cannot go on their own but need the compassion and the love of others. The blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with child. This immense throng that includes everyone, includes, in a very special way, Jeremiah reminds us, those who need others to walk with them especially closely. Why? Because God has compassion for all who are in their vulnerability and their weakness in need of that compassion. And so the immense throng heads back to Jerusalem. And then the psalm, so beautifully sung, you know, the psalm starts out by saying, when the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. You know, when they got back to Jerusalem, they started saying, could this really be real? You know, is this real? You know, has God really moved in our lives this much? Does he really love us this much? Has he forgiven us this much? Has he poured himself out in love this much? We were like people dreaming. It's like a dream I'm going to wake up from. It's a happy dream, but I can't believe it's true. But it is. It is. This loving God draws together this community and brings them back to Jerusalem. It's the same love we encounter here, gathering us together with all of our weaknesses and vulnerabilities and our brokenness. The fact is that in that immense throng, it was just that the blind and the lame and those who needed extra help, their need was more obvious. But in one way or another, we are all in need, right? And though sometimes the material poverty of some in our community is more obvious, but we're all poor in one way or another and in need of our Savior, in need of the healing that he brings to us. That immense throng going back to Jerusalem knew well the love of God and how desperately they needed God's mercy. And we see that most beautifully in Jesus himself. In that gospel where Bartimaeus is separate from the community by the side of the road, calling out, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. Have pity on me. And of course, at first, some people say, be quiet, don't bother him. But he's persistent because he's got a glimpse of hope. He knows how much God loves him deep within his being. And he says again, no, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me, to the point where Jesus himself says, call him over, quieting those who were trying to keep this man away from him. No one can keep us from Jesus. Amen. No one can keep us from Jesus. Take courage, get up, eventually they say. Jesus is calling you. And he comes over to, and he hears that question from Jesus. Who of us, talk about a dream come true, Jesus saying to you, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Think about that question for a moment. Jesus standing before you and saying, what do you want me to do for you? Now, I mean, I know myself, I've got a list of things that I think I want the Lord to do for me, right? Right? We got a whole list, all right? Humanly speaking, we all do. We certainly do on any given day. And so where would I begin, you know? But if we're honest deep down, everything else will work out if we can follow him faithfully, if we can stay close to him, if we can see him and we can see where he's going. Sure, there will be challenges. Sure, there will be things we would love him to take away and problems we need him to solve. But if we trust him that much that we can follow him on the way, then it's everything's going to be all right. And so, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus says, Master, I want to see. I want to see. And deep down in our hearts, surely we want to see. We want to see the way forward. And this is not just a physical blindness, because we're all blind in varying degrees to the way that Jesus is leading us. And we need to ask the Lord to remove that blindness so that we can see him more clearly and follow him more closely on the way. And so when I think of the question in that way, what do you want me to do for you? I start to get a shorter list in my mind of what I would say to Jesus, what I would say to the Lord, what I do say to the Lord, what you need to give me the grace for so that, again, my blindness is taken away and I can see you more clearly to follow you on the way. So when we think of the question in that way, how does the Lord want to heal the blindness in all of our hearts this morning, to reach out and touch to us? We do cry out with Bartimaeus, son of David, have pity on me, because I stumble in following you. I don't always see the way. I don't always see you closely. And I want to see the way. I want to be faithful in following you. So please heal my blindness, whatever it is. If it's a sin that I struggle with, if it's an attitude that I have, some grudge that I'm holding in my heart, some hurt that I carry with me, what is it? What can it be? A struggle that I continue to live with, some brokenness in my life, whatever's blinding me from seeing you. Jesus, I want to see. And the Lord is there with us. And why? We know that. We know that's true. When Israel got back, that immense throng, they get back to Jerusalem, we were like people dreaming. Can this be true? But God really does love us that much. He always has, beyond our imagining. From before we were conceived in our mother's womb, he has loved us, and he always will, and he will draw us to himself to be with him forever in heaven. But we need to find Jesus to follow him in the way. Son of David, have pity on me. I want to see. And so, my brothers and sisters here at St. Martin de Porres, we call to mind that beautiful presence of God's love and God's mercy that binds this community together for 25 years for sure and beyond, but that keeps us on the way with Jesus, a love that moves us, a belief that God is taking us somewhere, that he's taking us ultimately to be with him forever in the kingdom. And we build that kingdom cooperating with his grace as you do here in this parish of St. Martin de Porres day after day, allowing the Lord to work through you, to be the beacon of hope for others and for ourselves. And so Jesus looks at each today, each of us here. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus, I want to see. I want to follow you on the way. Amen. God bless you.